Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Arts Game Show Party, the 2020 edition. And we will start by taking our callers. We'll have some game show chat. And we're going to stick with Dear Abby because it had some nice conversation. Don't forget following us, the Ron Rondon Zoom show. So you can follow us with that. Okay. So let's get to our switchboard, take callers, and if you want to call on in and join us, you have about 14 minutes to do so. The number is 516-387-1915. Let's get our callers on, starting with our first caller, and that's Holly. Hey, Holly.
Hi, how are you?
You're number one tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Good, good. And let me get my second caller. And how you doing, Chris?
Give the Patak what he rightfully deserves.
Okay, sounds good. And next, I believe, let's see, 4-6.
But I have
that's
a
wrong,
question
right?
for you, Patak.
Yeah, of course.
We don't have a lot of time for questions on this show. We only get 15 minutes. This is a short one. Hey, Ron.
Yes, what's up?
Okay, how you doing? You're going to be following me tonight. Let's hope we don't have computer errors.
Yes,
we have 0621.
This is the thing. If it doesn't work on the Zoom camera, we use our little backup plan, our friends at Messenger, and then we'll have Messenger video conferencing. So we're going to start with Zoom, but if it doesn't work, then we'll go video conferencing. So anything can happen tonight. But we have a game we're going to be playing tonight on tonight's episode. So I'll tell you more about that shortly.
Okay, that sounds good. Let's get our callers on. We have 0621. That's Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
What's up, Mike?
I'm glad to be here.
And
Which Mike we're talking to?
This is Studio Mike, as you know him. 6580. 6580.
Yes, that's me.
Hey,
how are you?
Hi, Audra, very sad news. We lost Fairway. I heard they closed permanently. It's becoming a key food.
Yeah, I heard they closed. Yes, they switched it over to Foodway.
Unbelievable.
What is it called?
I don't believe it.
Foodway.
Did it change its name
ever since Fairway has filed for bankruptcy.
Okay, but it's now Foodway? Can you take some pictures of it and show it to us next week? Because I know you live nearby. Let me get 0993 on now. 0993.
Hi, Sam.
Hi there. Sorry for keeping you. Audra, take a couple of pictures. And I got to ask you, did they keep, because we heard Key Food. Now, did they keep the inside the same? Did you go in?
I went in a few times, but I have to stop by tomorrow.
When you do, take some pictures. I'd like to know. And if it's as good as Fairway, I'll certainly be a customer.
Okay, we'll make plans, okay?
All right, sounds good. All right, so that's our callers. We're going to be waiting on Phil. Well, we'll hope Phil calls in. We got 10 minutes live, 15 minutes of archive, and no time to talk anything but the topic of game shows. Thank you, Chris. All right, now.
You definitely are.
So the first thing, before we play the Dear Abby game that we're going to do, we're going to try to get everybody to pick a question. We'll try to solve a problem. Before we get to that, We have Tiffany here saying hello. My mom on the side. She'll give some advice too. So we will have. We want to do a little game show chat. And the one thing that, you know, I was talking about, at least Mike, is sooner or later, and the reason this came up is that it seemed like when we first started the Blog Talk Radio back in 2007, and we were all doing Blog Talk Radio shows, the talk was, because we came on before summer of 2007. I started in the summer, and I know Phil and Mike started well before that. The talk was, who's going to replace Bob Barker? We really didn't know until summer. You know, middle of the summer, it was announced by surprise that Drew Carey, you know, they had a lot of names floating. So now the talk is, basically, you know, sooner or later, Alex Trebek will probably retire. We wish him well. We certainly do. Jeopardy was always Art Fleming. But he did take over. He's been the host for, more than 30 years.
35
yeah.
Art.
Yeah. So, you know, he's to me, when he first started, and I watched. What?
So the era for Alex Trebek has ended.
The what?
Era. His long run on Jeopardy.
Well, he didn't step down yet, officially.
Okay.
He didn't step down. We do know he's fighting pancreatic cancer. You know, that's the elephant in the room. We might as well say it.
I thought, Art, remission?
Listen, this is a tough disease, and its survival rate is, he's still battling it. He made the one-year survival rate, which is a feat in itself, and he's continuing to look. I think if you make it past the year, you're on your way. But so far, you know, he's not out of the woods. But you know what? He probably won't go past this contract anyhow. So we're looking at maybe another couple of years, tops, as long as his health continues. Now he has indicated that he feels that some of the effects of the treatment has been affecting his speech. So we don't know. So, who would likely be the next host? Now, we did this discussion, and, you know, I wonder if it's going to be the same thing where someone not even on the charts is going to come out from nowhere, and they'll get somebody.
Who may be unfamiliar with us may take its place.
Well, right, because we were all familiar with Drew Carey, but that, you know, if you looked at the people being looked at, there were a lot of people auditioning for Price is Right, including Rosie O'Donnell, who won. I'm glad, you know, I happen to like Rosie. I like her on shows. I was at her fifth show with my mom. But what she wanted to do with Price is Right is have it exclusively for hard down on luck people. It was going to be like Queen for a Day. I don't want to know if somebody needs a new kidney. Seriously, it's Price is Right. I don't want to see. I want to see regular people. If some of the people do have, you know, illnesses or whatever, God bless them, and I hope they do well. I don't want to watch Price is Right to hear their stories. I get annoyed when America's got to. I don't. First of all, I'm not a fan. My mother is a fan of it. Yes. Right, America's Got Talent always goes over the tough life of the person. I want to see what – I watch it by osmosis. My mom has it on. I'll watch it. But and sometimes it's quite entertaining, but I would never put it on myself. But I want to see what they do. I don't want to hear their life story. And that's what Rosie O'Donnell wanted to do to Price is Right, and that would have taken up most of the show. You would have had three players. I'm glad they did, because when Drew Carey took over – the format basically stays the same. I know they're not going to change Jeopardy. It's a classic. So, I know Mike and I have the same. Should I say it or should you say it, Mike?
But you can say it. I'll say it. Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, we both. Anderson Cooper. Yeah, we both, I think he would be great. He was actually asked about 3 years ago when they thought Alex Trebek may not renew the contract, and he ended up doing it. And they did have a meeting, I understand, an informal meeting. So he's still, I think, on the short list.
There's one guy I remember, and he did Sports Jeopardy. You know the guy Dan Patrick? He did a show called Sports Jeopardy, the sports NBC SN Sports version of Jeopardy.
Anderson Cooper right now is a returning player on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which was taped before the pandemic. And he's just good. He seems to – he has that – I think Jeopardy needs a not – you know, Alex Trebek was the only game show host to host Jeopardy. Art Fleming was not a game show host. But back in the day, they used to hire broadcasters to host game shows. So but now we have other picks. Mike, you thought of Robin Roberts, right?
Yes, if they wanted to go that route of a woman, maybe.
A woman, right. They did say diversity.
Right.
Yeah,
so she's like a newsy type of person.
I like her.
I
like her. Yeah, I could see her doing it. He's tied to a totally different network. Jeopardy airs on ABC stations, distributed by CBS, and I said Lester Holt. You know, if they wanted, because I heard diversity in the thing, and he's news. He can, I think, deliver. And this is not a comedian show. If you're going to get a comedian or even a Pat Sajak type or a weatherman, not. But that said, when I first heard Alex Trebek was hosting it, I really was a little surprised. I thought, he was known for High Rollers, Battle Stars, and to me, Jeopardy was a straightforward, serious show. But he really eased into the role. I always liked how Art Fleming, though, said, good for you. When you got a question right and you were deep in minus. Anyway, anyone else? Holly? I know you're not a big Jeopardy fan.
Uh-huh.
Who do you think? Anyone?
About
that can host Jeopardy? Yeah, they're not going to, as Mike and I discussed before, they're not going to get a game. There's no more game show host. Alex Trebek was probably the last person.
Or comedian. Huh, I have to think about it. I haven't thought about it. Who do I like? There aren't too many celebrities who impress me.
No, I would say stay away from a comedian. But Holly, I would say stay away from a comedian.
There's
another possibility of a host like George Stephanopoulos, who
that's not bad either. That's not bad either.
George Stephanopoulos, I could see.
Oh, wait, I have an idea. You know who I think? He's a genius. Neil deGrasse, the scientist, the physicist,
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
How's his personality? Because I'm not too familiar.
I think he's very likable.
But you have to see Alex Trebek on his previous shows. He had a cutting personality. And the first thing that impressed me on Jeopardy was, wow, now he was with smart people. He can't rub it in that they lost. Although sometimes he did when they were deep in minus. You will not be around for
money.
Oh, he still does. Oh, yeah. A teacher had dollars plus zero on Monday. Ron, who do you think?
Well, I say with George Stephanopoulos because one time he is a new guy, and he was a power player on Jeopardy. He does very well. But, with based on his knowledge of news and everything else and sometimes some history.
That's piping in for my mom here. My mom voted for Jay Leno, and I don't know if you heard that in the background. And Jay Leno, I think, is too much of a comedian. I couldn't see it. Not Jeopardy. Not Jeopardy. Has to be someone from the news background. But once they do Jeopardy, I don't see Anderson Cooper's stuff at CNN. It's it's a lot of entertainment stuff, too, and he did have a talk show. Right now, George Stephanopoulos wants to be deemed very politically oriented and serious. Jeopardy might cut into that. But it's a good pick, Ron. I would think he can hold the helm.
That's not a
good Audra,
pick
how about
all.
You? Audra, who's going to visit Foodway for me? I'm a little excited that it's not. Now, Key Food might be backing that store, but if they do keep it as a gourmet supermarket, that would be good. And Audra's going to investigate. Audra's going to look for the stuffing that we fussed over on Thanksgiving. Audra and I were in the market together.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that already, of course.
Yeah, I remember that.
We had a rendezvous at Fairway, and now it's Foodway. Audra, who's your pick for Jeopardy? We're in archive now, by the way, just to let you know.
Well, I would strongly lean between it. It's more for Robin Roberts.
You're like, okay, for
because
Robin
since
Roberts.
Has no, since she has
Robin Roberts.
Robin Roberts. She,
okay.
Well, since the topic of diversity has been issued, and since she has some news experience, and she she's not much of a comedian at all. She's more...
She's very personable. You know, having seen Brooke Burns, you know, female hosts wasn't a thing back, you know, when. It's a current phenomenon.
Yeah,
and especially
not too many
on this show. But
yeah,
you know, when they do host,
heard...
you know, when they do host, Betty White hosted Yes Men. It was more of a gossipy little show. Meredith Vieira perfectly did Millionaire. But I don't know if
she
would
be. Yes, I remember her that she did.
Mm-hmm.
Then
I remember it too because I was on it.
Hey,
Holly was there live to witness, and Mike was on TV. And I remember you told me your mother was speaking back to the TV. You're using a lifeline on that.
Yes, yeah, she was not.
I don't know why I used a lifeline on that.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, watch my thing if you want to see where I used my 50-50. Well, but I overread the question. What can I say? Anyway, and Andrew, I didn't get your pick. Yeah.
For me?
Yes.
Oh God. If it was my pick, I was thinking more since Murphy Sierra has the know-how and the experience to host the show, let it be her.
Okay, yeah. She's doing a game show right now. She's doing 25 words or less. And that show's doing pretty well. I don't think it's going to be canceled, but it's an interesting choice. Yeah. If you watch Masterminds and The Chase, Brooke Burns is did a great job on The Chase and is doing a great job on Masterminds. She really surprised me because she came from Dog Eat Dog, and she can handle a quiz game, so I'm impressed with her, too. Anyway, we're going to get to our game. We'll get to as many as we can. We have 11 minutes left, and then Ron is going to follow us on most of these CBS stations.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
We're not CBS. Come on.
Wait a second.
Maybe you're going to talk about Peter Corbett if you get lucky. You know.
Hey, it's like they said on tune for the Price is Right, following the news. Do you know when I first did my blog talk, and it's so funny, I only filmed 25 minutes, which was the allotted time, and I don't know if they did archive or if whatever they did, Phil used to follow me, and we would come on, and then Phil would come on after us up until like 2008. Then I think I just started doing an hour. Anyhow, we have two categories. Holly, you're on the top of my list, so I'm just going to go down the list with as much time as we have. We'll get as many questions in as possible. These are Dear Abby questions that we're going to go over. The first category is topic, Mom Thinks Grandparents Have Failed to Do Their Duty, and the second, 14-year-old wants to stay home. If they sound familiar, these were the leftovers from last week. We wrapped them up in foil. It seems like we run out of time so quickly now because I have more callers than ever. What a little virus can do to our ratings. They've been up all
right.
Up. Yeah.
But don't join us tonight over on our side here, you know?
Oh, I'm sure everybody will. Anyhow, I just saw Mr. Chamberlain dropped, unfortunately, but maybe he'll be back at a later date. Holly, pick a category fast. We only have 8 minutes left.
What are the categories?
Mom thinks grandparents fail to do their duty, or 14-year-old wants to stay home.
Wasn't concentrating.
14-year-old wants to stay home.
Okay. My 14-year-old daughter hates to go anywhere with us. We're planning a long weekend trip, but she says she could stay with her girlfriend if I let her stay home. I'm torn. I keep telling myself, why should I give in to her? On the other hand, I say to myself, if she's forced to go with us, I'll have to suffer through her complaining and whining, and my trip will be ruined. Please help me. Please help me, Abby. Signed, Going Crazy in Santa Ana. I know Mike loves those signatures. All right, here's your choices. Maybe we'll come up with our own. A, let her stay home so all of you can enjoy the weekend. B, take her with you and stop sending her the message that all she has to do is get her way to be obnoxious, and you'll knuckle under. C, arrange for another adult to stay with her at home. D, you could flip a coin, but either way, you can't win.
Oh, God.
Holly, what do you think? Quick, because we want to get at least one more in.
She would say get an adult to stay with her because 14 is kind of still young. You know, you can't really and you can't trust teenager. But yet, you know,
get another adult.
Yeah.
Okay, and Ron.
Well, you know, I will go and say A because if they going crazy, I think they could stay home and. The weekend.
So you could enjoy the weekend. Hmm. Okay, and Mike?
I think I'm going to go with Holly and say C.
Yeah. And Audra?
Uh-huh. I would say I would prefer that she has an adult, you know, with her while the parents go away for the weekend, so it will make it more enjoyable.
So C
remember,
also.
She's still a minor.
So you're going for C?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have two C's and an A. And, yeah, I'm going to go with C also, but A is very similar. So we'll see.
Well,
and I think my mother said
that
my mom, A is very similar. I'm going to go with C. My mom also said let her stay home. Yeah, let her stay home. Yeah, because if you drag them, when I was 14, I went out with friends while my parents and sister went to the city. Because, Holly, you remember you took swim lessons. I would sometimes go with you, but sometimes I stayed back. So I think 14, somewhat responsible. Let me turn the card.
Yeah.
Find out what Abby said. Ooh. Abby disagreed with all of us. Abby said, take her with you and stop sending her the message that all she has to do is get her way to be obnoxious. Yeah, I agree, because when I was places, I didn't want, and I'm sorry now, but one time I was looking forward, Holly might remember this, to a boat ride, to going rowboating in Bear Mountain, and for whatever reason, we changed our plans to West Point. I'm sorry now because I would like to see West Point, but I was like 19 at the time, and I made everybody's life hell that day.
Oh, really?
Yes, I regret that now. But at 19, your brain is not fully developed. So Abby disagreed with us, but we disagree with Abby. I think we'll have time for one more. And we're going to stick with this game because it lends nice discussion, and it's always nice hearing from you people. It's a nice lead out to this night. And then it continues and continues and continues. And Audra, I'm glad you joined us. Audra will be shopping for us. Well, she'll be shopping for herself tomorrow, but she'll be going and reporting back to us on what it looks like. Take pictures, Audra.
I definitely will do so. Okay, Art?
Okay.
I'll definitely take a snapshot and see what used to be Fairway.
Yes. All right, here's the two interesting ones, and let's see. Ron, you're going to pick your next on the list going down.
Okay.
Woman wants lover to marry her for the sake of the child, or reader frustrated by people who are overly prompt.
I'll go with the second one.
Reader frustrated by people who are overly prompt?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Let me read it. And this will be the last for tonight, and then we'll sign off, and we'll continue at a later date, next Friday, namely.
Future game show lineup.
Future game show lineup. So let me read this. Dear Abby, I know that you have addressed the issue of punctuality, but how about the overly prompt? I refer to the couple who offered to pick you up at 8 p.m., arriving at 7 o'clock. So you answered a doorbell wrapped in a towel, or the guest who arrives 5 minutes early for your party while you are feverishly trying to get the hors d'oeuvres ready. What's wrong with these people? Signed, frustrated. Here's Abby's pick. Choices. A. These people are overly conscientious. B. People who show up early usually can't wait to see you. C. People who come early are an imposition. But if you drop everything to entertain them, you are contributing to the problem. D. Next time, don't come to the door until the appointed hour. Holly, what do you think? We got about 2 minutes left.
Oh, I think she's going to say, I don't know. All right, I'll say the last one.
What is that? Next time, come to the door at the appointed hour.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see who's next on my list. It's
Ron.
Hey, Ron.
I agree with Holly.
Or as Meredith Sierra would say, hey, Ron. Mike, you do that better.
Hey, Ron. Yeah, I know. We're almost out of time, so I'm going to go quick with my answer. I will agree with Holly, and I'm going to say D.
You're going to say D also next time. Don't come to the door until the appointed hour.
Do you agree with that?
I'm going to ask my mom. You agree with that? When people come too early, don't come to the door? Not ready yet. My mom says put a sign by the door. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, that wasn't an option.
That wasn't, yeah. let's see. Mike, what do you say? We have two.
What was the second one?
People who show up early usually can't wait to see you.
I don't like that. I mean, I don't really like any of these options, but I guess I'll go with the consensus on this one.
A, people who are, they're overly conscientious, and Audra. We lost,
Say these people are outright inconsiderate, doesn't give the host enough time to get themselves together. So I would say D.
You're going to say D, right? Don't come to the door?
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, yeah, we're under a minute, so we're going to wrap it up now and start our theme music. But I'm going to flip the card, and I also don't lie. I'm going to say D also, because when I throw a party or a barbecue, I'd rather people come fashionably late. There are some people that arrive with their bicycles really early.
And their cameras.
Yeah. So I'm going to flip the card really fast. Yes, it is. She said C. But if you drop everything, because she gave some advice. Hey, we'll see you next week. There's a buzzer for Dear Abby. Have a good week. And don't forget, stay tuned. Stay tuned for Ron.
Good night, Canada.
Yeah.